It wasn't a clean sweep for Republicans like the president had hoped, but as AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports, the Senate will stay red for at least two more years.
It's quite a consolation prize after a tough night in the House.
I think this is going to really kind of cheer up the party.
Iowa State analyst David Anderson after the GOP held its Senate majority, erasing the suspense early by unseating Democrats in Indiana, Missouri, and North Dakota. Watching the returns here at the White House, President Trump tweeted, "Tremendous success tonight," and called to congratulate Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell. He also spoke with House Democratic Chief Nancy Pelosi. Sagar Magani at the White House.